A question that comes up when discussing the gospel and the Lord's Church is, what denomination are you? When I respond that the Lord's Church isn't a denomination, that often creates some confusion. Didn't the apostles and leaders of the church meet to determine doctrine? Someone might say the church leaders met to decide doctrine in the early church and may point to events recorded in the book of Acts. These can be understood when we take a look at the development of the early church and how things were being revealed. Christ told his disciples there were more things that he wanted to tell them, but they weren't able to bear them at that time in John 16:12. Christ told them that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth in John 16:13. The writer of Hebrews reveals that the spread of the gospel and fading of the law of Moses took place slowly in Hebrews 8:13. We find that during the growth of the church, things were being revealed to the apostles first and then passed on to others. As these events took place, there was a need to meet and discuss them to understand what was being revealed. Peter was sent to the house of Cornelius to preach the gospel in Acts chapter 10. Prior to leaving for the centurion's house, he received a vision and told to rise, kill, and eat a number of unclean animals. After refusing to do this three times, he was told that what God had cleansed should not be considered unclean. At Cornelius' house, the Holy Spirit fell on the Roman and his household, demonstrating that the gospel was for all nations, not just the Jews. On his return to Jerusalem, Peter was called on the carpet, so to speak, for going to the house of a Gentile in Acts 11, 1-4. After recounting the episode and the appearance of the Holy Spirit in Acts 11, 5-17, the brethren were satisfied that God had offered salvation to the Gentiles as well in Acts 11:18. In this instance, the meeting resulted in understanding what God was revealing, not to determine doctrine. Later, as the gospel spread to more Gentiles, there were Jewish converts, Pharisees, who insisted that the Gentiles had to observe certain elements of the law in order to be acceptable in Acts 15, 1 and 5. One of the main points of contention was that of circumcision. A meeting was convened in Jerusalem with the apostles and elders to discuss this in Acts 15, 4-6. As the conversation developed, Peter recounted how he had taken the gospel to the Gentiles, and there was now no difference between them and the Jews, explaining what had been revealed through the event in Acts 15, 7-11. James, referring to the prophecy of Amos in Amos 9:11, declared that the Gentiles were acceptable and not required to observe the law of Moses in Acts 15, 13-20. Letters with this conclusion were then sent to Antioch in Acts 15, 23-31. This letter didn't represent a doctrinal determination made by the consensus of the group at Jerusalem. It was a declaration of understanding of what was being revealed by God through these events. In the same manner today, we meet to study the Scriptures, not to make changes to doctrine, but to understand what has been revealed. No human has the ability to change the message of the Scriptures. There are warnings about doing this in places such as Proverbs 30 and verse 6 and Revelation 22, 18 through 19. The falling away of the church and growth of denominationalism are examples of what happens when humans take it upon themselves to determine what we believe and practice rather than accepting what's been revealed. Consider that we issue a challenge where we give, say, 100 people that recipe, and we tell them to make cookies without any deviation from the actual recipe. So they have to use the same ingredients and bake the cookies in the same way. No matter where these folks are, when we get them all together and compare the results, we'll find that the cookies are going to be identical.